Oh. Love that. I've been hearing that a lot lately.
Have you been watching a lot in the evening?
Yes, I've been kind of going home and catching. It's been a lot of swimming. I've been enjoying watching the swimming. So
sure,
that's been fun.
Yeah, that is always so exciting because those sprints are real fast. Of course, you know, you don't want the 1500, those real long ones.
Yeah.
Those take a little bit of time, but these people are amazing.
Oh, they're in such great shape.
You know, I don't think I realized, not until we had some swim meets over at Mount Hood Community College. They have an Olympic-sized pool there.
Yeah.
The length of the pool is so long, and these Olympians just, I mean, they
make
down
it look short. Yeah.
Yeah. CYO, when we have our meets there, we turn sideways.
Yep.
And go, you know, across, not the full length.
Exactly.
So sports, the Olympics are so much fun. So, David, for today's second cup, I thought we'd have a little bit of fun and talk Catholic faith and the Olympics.
Okay.
So,
I
this
like
should
it.
Be right up
yeah,
your alley.
I love
so, don't
this.
Have too much fear. So, I have a few questions for you. And, you know, the Olympics are meant to have that spirit of competition and sport and fellowship. So I'm going to go real easy on you. If you get anywhere close to about the right answer, I'll let you have
okay.
it, right? We're at the halfway point at the Olympics. I think track and field starts this weekend,
yeah.
too. And
there
I'm
were a few last night, in
that.
Fact, yeah.
Oh, looking forward to it. Okay, so here we go. So I've got some questions for you. Yeah, for the most part, they're fun and easy because they should be. It's a Friday.
Hopefully I can get a medal.
Yeah, we'll see how well. Yeah, there you go. Bronze, silver, or gold. We'll see how well you do with your Catholic faith in Olympics. All right, so here's your first question. We're going to start off a little easy here. Local star who loves CYO and his running shoes.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Who could that be?
That would be Galen Rupp.
Oh, he is our local superstar. Such an incredible opportunity. David, you talked with him recently on the Morning Blend. If you missed that, it is on our webpage as a podcast. Such an incredible young man. And he is going for gold this year. I mean, we really kind of hope for that. When is the marathon?
He's doing the marathon. It is the last event of the Olympics next weekend. And in fact, maybe we'll play his interview again next week leading up to his run because it's really an inspiring interview.
Oh, I love that interview so much. And so we continue to pray for him.
Central Catholic kid?
Central Catholic, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's your next question. Catholics in the Olympics.
Okay.
This Olympian shared a picture of herself holding her Olympic gold medal in one hand and a miraculous medal in the other.
Oh, yeah. You had the story. She was the Philippines weightlifter, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you got it around it close enough. That's exactly who it was. Her name was Hidilyn Diaz.
That's it.
I hope I pronounced her name correctly. This woman is 121 pounds, 5'2", and she clean and jerked 277 pounds.
That's incredible.
That's more than double her weight. So just kind of think about that. Your weight, double it, add a little bit more, and then get it up and over your head.
Have you seen the video of her doing that?
Yes.
Yes, amazing.
And I am amazed that they do that because, boy, the balance, they have to hold it.
Yeah.
It's not just about getting it up over their head and standing. They've got to get it over their head, stand up, and control it. Watch the little lights go on, and then boom, they're allowed to drop it. And that was really incredible. When they added up all of her lifts for the competition, it was nearly 500 pounds.
That's great.
That's amazing. All right, two for two.
All right,
now let's see if you can figure what I'm going with this one. So as athletes were coming to the Olympic arenas and into the Olympic Village for their stay, they come from all over the world, different religions. But the local Archbishop of Tokyo asked Catholic athletes not to come here. Where was that?
Ooh, was that just to church?
That was absolutely correct because of COVID-19, of course, the Delta variant, and all of these people coming from all other areas. There are spiritual directors and live streaming of events for the religious purposes and needs of the competitors and all everybody involved. But they said, please do not come in person to the local churches. Of course, and I would have, you know, if I were there, That's the first place I would want to go, is to see the Catholic churches in other countries. But they said, nope, stay away.
Well, Tokyo is in a state of emergency all the way through the Olympics. And so there are a lot of restrictions in place.
Oh, yeah. So, all right, let's see if you can pull this one out of your head, because this is another kind of clues. All right, here you go. Valley Catholic, Notre Dame, Sabre.
Oh, yeah. Muriel Sagunas.
David, I am so impressed. You're right. Muriel Sagunas, she is a two-time gold medal winner. She was going for a third medal this year, and in fencing.
That's right.
She is incredible to watch. Another local hero. David, I looked up. Unfortunately, she came up short this year in the
quarterfinals. Made it to the quarters.
She made it to the quarterfinals. So, and again, but putting her just best spirit forward, good sportsman, and took that so well. So we are very, very proud of our local Olympians.
Yeah, I want to say this was like her fifth Olympics. She's been in a bunch.
She has been. She started very young, and then it was, I want to say, three Olympics ago, she won her first gold medal. Yeah. She came back, won a second gold medal, and then, of course, this time. So I wonder if this might be kind of her last one and time to move on to the next chapter. All right, time for a couple more questions. Let's see here if you can do this one, David.
Okay.
So you've been listening to the Morning Blend over the last months. Monks in France invented this sport maybe by saying, take this.
Mm-hmm.
What is that sport?
I am thinking that this may be my favorite sport. Are we talking tennis?
We are talking tennis. In fact, we heard some of those little spots earlier on. I think that the announcer was saying something like, the word for take it and return in French is tennis.
Ah, yeah, that's
tennis.
Right.
It sounds like tennis. That's the all speculation. What is not, though, is the fact that the monks used to clear out statues and pictures in the hallways of monasteries so they could play this game of handball.
That's awesome. So, by the way, Novak Djokovic lost. He was going for the gold.
What did they call that? Gold Slam.
The Gold Slam, because he would have to win all of the Grand Slam tournaments, which he's got three so far, going for the fourth one at the U.S. Open, and then win the Olympics. He got beat today.
Ah,
so not going to get the Golden Slam.
Not going to happen. So, well, that's all right. Steffi Graf, I think, is the last one that
did
that.
I think you're right.
All right, we just have a few more seconds left, because we can't talk about the Olympics without saints. This is the patron saint of athletes, but especially of archers.
Ooh.
Any idea who that could be?
Wow, that's a great question. Patron saint of archers. You know what? I'm stumped.
You could say Saint Sebastian.
Saint Sebastian.
Now, he is the patron saint of all athletes, but of course, archers too. You would know this because by looking at the icon or the medal of Saint Sebastian, he is against a tree with arrows in him. They attempted to kill him for his faith. Then angels came and to his aid, and he went on to preach more of the word of God until he was later martyred. So there you go. There is your second cup
like
of little Catholics in the Olympics.